Wait, I bet you're excited about school getting started, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard some kids are kind of like getting bored, you know,
all that free time during the summer. And really, I mean, school is kind of a very, very cool thing because you get to be with your friends and hang out. The other day, my wife and I were hanging out. We're driving down the road, and the phone rang. And that. I got that alarm sound to be like the ring for Brady. But I started thinking about it. I thought, you know, I could set my phone so that I would know who's calling, and I get these ringtones and I actually know who it was. So I used my ringtones, and I had a really sweet one, you know, like this for my wife. It just sounds so heavenly, doesn't it? You know, the problem was then, if the phone rang, you know, I'd pick it up, then I'd say, "Hi, hon, how you doing?" Knew that my wife was switch all the ringtones back. Cool thing, you know. Listen to this one. You know. He's a duck hunter, you know? I mean, for that, I would know that it's Bob the duck hunter calling me. So I began to think about all this, and I thought, what is your ringtone? What is God's ringtone? The Bible says from cover to cover that He calls us. He calls each one of us. What does His ringtone sound like? Single one of us. Do you have a sensitivity toward His voice so that when you hear a certain thing, it's like that heaven is opening and His voice is coming right to you very personally? I thought, wow, that is powerful. Do you want that this morning in a greater way? To have that personal ringtone between you and God. I believe we do. It's the only thing that's going to truly, truly satisfy us. Father, I pray today that You will, you know, like touch that preference button on our phone where we can go and we can make the settings in our spirits, not just on our phone, but in our being. So that we have a high priority, we set the ringtone volume to high, so that when You buzz us, when You buzz us, we hear it, and we respond like Samuel did. He heard You, and he responded. His response was great. He said, "Here am I. Here am I. Here am I." So Lord, we pray that that will be our personal testimony to You. When You call, we'll pick up right away and we'll say, "Here I am." And You'll be able to speak life into our beings. We thank You and praise You. Amen. It seems at the beginning that God just talked. And He just hung out, just talked to them. You know, we know after God said, "Adam," and Adam went and hid. He had sinned. And as if God couldn't find him. We find that he just kind of walked with God, and he just like kind of walked off with out together. We see in Scripture that God could speak directly to Noah. He just, from heaven, he just said, you know, Noah just starts building this huge boat before there was ever rain at that particular time. And he built the boat. But then as went on, we find that people began to lose because of all that was going on in the world and other distractions and so on. So God began to anoint prophets, men, to declare the word of God. See, in the beginning it was his purpose would hear. But he had, for example, he did hear directly from God, but on one occasion, by angels. So God used angels to him. Job had a couple of friends. He had three friends that began to talk to him. What they were saying wasn't quite fitting, but then God spoke to him. You know, sometimes I just go out in the backyard. I live in the woods, and I'll just hear the sounds of nature, and it's kind of a soothing background sound, and I'll begin to wait on the Lord. And then so God, Moses, the ringtone for Moses. I don't have one of those on my phone, but it was a king. It was a mountain that was on fire. It would smoke cover the top. Was the ringtone that Moses heard. He looked at that and he was captivated by it. He was drawn away from the everything else he had to take care of to that call of God. What might the ringtones of different Bible characters sound like to us? King Saul, prophesied, and there was another time in his life, when he couldn't hear God. King David had a sweet spot in his spirit for music. This morning, absolutely beautiful. Appreciate our musicians, in praise and worship. And when David would play or he'd hear music, it just was a beautiful ringtone. It caused him to dance so that even his body could not sit still. Do you have some music like that? When you hear it, you just have to move something in your body? Maybe your foot. Maybe you just go wild and you clap. really big. Get into it, because it's a ringtone. It just resonates with you. And so, very, very cool. Well, for each of us, there are those sounds that let us know that God is calling. I think about that. Her accusers. And as Jesus was there, she heard him. And his the sound of his words had on her heart brought conviction, because it was the word of the Lord, brought conviction to the others. Tone for you. What goes on in your life that you just, when you hear it, you're like, yeah, that's God. Even on the way here today, I was at the school for a few minutes. Before that, I was at another church. And I turned the radio on. And the minute I turned it on, it was on a Christian station. These words came through this song. And I knew it was the word of the Lord for me. And it just settled. I heard a man speak this morning, and he said this. He said, I hear the Bible without hearing the voice. That's pretty big, okay? And he said this. He said, I am not exaggerating. I love that. And sometimes, I have to admit, there are times when I've read the Bible because I know I should. And I was not getting life from it. I had to go and listen. could, it would be real to me. But I'll tell you, all of life has to do one simple thing, and that is our love and passion. If we love, we are going to love His voice. We'll go after. Heard an 82-year-old. He was weeping. He's 82. He has 11 children. He had 35 grandchildren. What is the key? Because your kids are doing well. You're doing well. You're happy. And he was broken. And he said this. He says, all about just one thing. Is love. Loving God and loving those that are near you, you know. And as we do that, see, we want to hear from them. My brother just moved to California. I love my brother. I want to hear from him. So much so that I'm calling him. You know, like every other day, we're talking on the phone now. We didn't talk that much when he was, you know, living 20 miles from me. But I know he's in California, so I want to connect, you know. And see, in our relationship with God, that we look to Him. And it means more than anything else to us. So what is His ringtone in our lives? We want to please. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we have to take a look for just a minute at this idea. Who can tell me how faith comes? How does faith come? Romans chapter 10. Faith comes by hearing, all right? And so if we're going to talk about God's voice, we have to understand that we must be hearing Him in order to have this faith that pleases Him, because without faith, we please Him. And every one of us want to please the Lord. So that Romans 10, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. I love this verse in John 8:47. This is verses. He who belongs to God hears what God says. And then Jesus goes on to say this, and the reason you do not hear, you do not belong to God. That's horrible. Isn't that horrible? And He is speaking here. Never be the word of the Lord. That last sentence of that verse, John 8:47, may it never be of you. We must hear from God. Because if you don't hear me, it's because you don't belong to me. I want to belong to Him. I want to hear Him. As I shared before, live, we really live by every word that comes from His mouth. You know, how many of you had breakfast today? Okay. And a little later on today, yes. And would you like to eat tomorrow? And the next day, and the next day. Yes, we live because we have. Now, in a first world country like this, refrigerator, or from drive-through. But in Bible times, it came from it came from the ground. And when the weather was good, it was like, God is blessing us. When the weather was dry, God is judging us. So when they said, man lives by every word, not just by bread, it was like, wow, that was big. You know, I don't know, how could we say that today? Let's see. Man doth not live by the refrigerator alone. Okay. Word. A man does not live, you know, but by every word that comes from God. So it's absolutely, absolutely vital that we have this word of the Lord. The message on God's side listens to God's words. That is why you're not listening to side. Amen. So we want to move forward with this absolute thought that we will live by His. And then secondly, that His sheep hear Him. His sheep hear Him. If you are one of His sheep, I guarantee you, He came in this morning, Brady and I were talking, we're standing back here. And I'm talking, and all of a sudden I could tell Brady was like this. I could tell, like, his brain is going. It's like, and it was just kind of like, he's processing something, you know, and I go, so I looked at him, and I looked over there where he was looking, and he goes, I was just wondering if we're going to have some sort of a thing today, you know, something wasn't, like, scheduled the way it should, and I just started laughing my head off, because it's like, I'm talking, and he is, like, you know, processing all kinds of other data in his mind, okay, that had nothing to do with what I'm talking about. And I thought, that is a perfect picture of life. How many times, I remember my father at me because I did something wrong, you know, and you go, Joey, how many times do I have to tell you, don't do that? What was I supposed to say? What was my answer? One more time, Dad? Just one more time? You know? I don't know. Because he'd already told me a million times, but I didn't hear him. It's like, you know, I was talking with Brady, and what he was thinking about was more important than what I was talking about. So he had to, like, take care of that, okay? But how many times in our lives are we on a treadmill, maybe with the iPhone or, you know, iPod, earbuds in, okay? And we're just running along in life, you know, and God is trying to speak to us. And we're like, hey, you know, we're just like totally daffy. We're just not, we should be plugged in. We're plugged in here. We got our feet where they belong. We got our hands on the thing, you know, or maybe not. And we're doing all this stuff, but we're not plugged into. And that is how we live. And I'm speaking from personal stuff. Maybe even for God, or just doing fun stuff. It's summer, you know, and we can so easily get unplugged to hearing God. Dangerous, because if we live by every word, then we just go, we're just breathing and looking like we're alive, but we're not really. And that's true life. That's exciting. So the first thing we have to do is hear His voice. Hear His voice. We're not hearing His voice, and we truly are not living. The second thing we have to do, all right, is believe. We must believe. Hear. Everybody's hearing. But maybe some are hearing believing, okay? Then you begin to own. And I'll tell you what, if you're really believing, then what you are doing is thinking these things. You believe what you think. Whatever you want to think. Oh, yeah, that's like. This is your address book. I'm thinking about my friend. All right. Maybe it's sports. Thinking about sports. Okay. So, like, it's a giant menu to think about. You think about what you believe. And so that helps us to be. This is. Pointing. Are we thinking about things that lend to faith? Thing, guys, this is so cool. The next thing is want. Okay? Gage, what are we talking about? Always amazes me. God moves in a group of young people. Afterwards, they're talking about God. Wasn't that cool? Presence was so committed. I'm going to go home and I'm going to music that I really, really love. I shouldn't. I'm getting rid of it. You know, I had kids do that. I was teaching high school. We're bringing our bad magazines. We're bringing our nasty CDs. And we're bringing our, you know, drug paraphernalia. And I said, sure, come on over. So he got this great big old bucket, put it out in front, you know, gas on it, and stood back, and it all blew up. Money on that stuff, and the kid was repenting, and the parents weren't. Next thing, number four, is we must act. Okay? We must act upon what God says. And that's how we know what Christianity. You know, that's what I was so excited about last night. You guys invited people in. You know, Christianity has become a theoretical way of life. This is how we should act. This is how we This is how we're going to act. This is how we do act. This is how we walk it out in daily life. It's not a theory. It's a way of life. It's a way of living. And the fact of the matter is, be taught everything that you need to know about being a Christian. You can't be taught that. You have to see it. You have to see it. Jesus was a mentor. He was a shepherd. And in that day, when a young man was going to learn from the master, he lived with the master. He lived in his house. And he wanted even the dust of the master's feet to get on him. He wanted to see how the master worked. How he handled the small nuances of relationships and the materials with which he was working. And so Jesus said, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And he prayed that great high priestly prayer. He said, I pray that you be in them as you have been in me. And so that we're living in the Master's house. And we have a sense we see him. Like Psalm 1:3 says, as the eyes of a maiden look to the hands of her mistress. See, that's what we want to be. The little servant who just watches and sees how God works. And then we follow his pattern, so you walk it out. One man said, church has become an aquarium, and we're keepers of the fish instead of fishers of men. Another man said, churches have become like haven't been like hospitals to take in the sick, but they've become more like hotels, places to cater to the needs of those who already know Christ. There was a summit meeting this week, and the keynote speaker said that church is like a huddle where we come together, and we get the game plan so that when it's time to get back on the field, everybody knows their place. With all of our might, we're engaged as a team, and we make a start for Jesus. He said, what would we went to a football game? And all the players came out and they all they did was they never played. So we've got to act upon, walk out these things that God is speaking to us. We want to hear his voice, that we can walk these things out. Now some I've got as I began, I thought, you know, Lord, even this morning, I got up early just to... My granddaughter's in the house. Climbing all over me. Today. I didn't let them. Anyhow, as I was waiting on the Lord, I began to strip this message down to the bare bones. Just what is essential? And I thought, you know, how are you? What is God's ringtone? Now, Brady's, we know on my phone, was this alarm, okay? But you know, Brady's not the only person phone here. I have it's like there's A, and it, you know, it just keeps going. We got all these people. Creation of no more of all of I can just wait for a dragonfly to land on my hand and go, what's up? Give me the word, you know. Happen like that every day. And I love dragonflies. I really you know, I don't want to hear from the raccoons on my see them because they eat my phone wires. I won't share the rest of my thoughts with you about the raccoons. But what we want is that we hear from God through people. They might be brothers and sisters wearing glasses. You know, it could be from your mom and your dad. Go figure. All right. Could be from the Lord through people, because people are the premier, the pièce de résistance, the best of all body. And to look at this, you know, and first of all, with this whole idea of people, okay, and this is really, really cool, because we're surrounded by people. Although I was alone in my car, I had about people in my car. Turned the radio on. You know, this morning, people, you know, preacher and his wife, and then all the other people. That was in the building. People. You know, they're just everywhere. Alright? And here's the thing is, number one, everyone hears from God. Everybody hears from God. Alright? I mean, it's clear in Romans chapter 1, it says, the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that were made, even His eternal power and Godhead. John chapter 1 and verse 9 in the Message Bible says that the life entering life, He brings. Everybody has a portion of light. All right. Nasty songs on the radio as I'm flipping through the stations, and some playing a guitar. What I hear is that He. Second, I want you to get this. Well, I won't. Second thing about people is that everybody hears according to their calling. For example, what is your name?
Silu.
Silu is going to hear all of these Siluistic kinds of things from God. Yeah. And Eric is going to hear Ericisms. Okay? Because it's like, God knows Eric. God knows He can't tell Eric the same thing He's going to tell Silu, because Eric, it'll just like, won't even land on him, because he doesn't have the capability. All right? Eric is deficient in his Silu kinds of abilities to absorb and assimilate into his spirit everything he can. So, Eric, communicate to him stuff he can't get from anybody else on the planet. And so that's the way it is in this group today. Oh yeah, hey, knock it off, I saw that. Anyhow, God has such diversity here that He just is so... that everybody here is in the body of Christ. And give each one of you something to bless everybody. You can be glad this morning that these guys were singing and playing instruments instead of me and Sarah, Brady's wife. I don't know, maybe she can play. Can you play? Can you play the guitar? She can. Okay, I'm sorry. The point is, we're gifted. You are gifted. Wow. You need to recognize that and make much of that gifting. All right? Throughout school. Answers us. Listen, God answers you according to the condition of your heart. There's a verse in Scripture in Isaiah. He says, the farmer, I'm going to give the farmer wisdom on how to plant seed. I'm going to give the wisdom that he needs on how to plant that seed. One seed, you drive the ox cart over. Another seed, you smack it against something to break it and open it. He gives wisdom accordingly. God speaks to us wisdom that we need. That's in Isaiah. Alright? In Ephesians, New Testament 4:7, he says, but to every one of us, he gives of God. So it's good for you to talk to God about the things and the way which He's made you, because that to talk about. There's no sense talking to God about me becoming a football player. Okay? This is not going to work on a football field. Okay? It's just not made for that. Alright? I'd like to talk to him about being as fast as a football player and as powerful as a football player, so if he could just give me the right car, that would be fine. Okay? But it's got a little personal spirit. Alright? So my point is, everybody needs. And then I said, and the word symbiosis popped into my head. And I remembered seeing some pictures. Check this picture. I mean, do you look like a happily married couple? Not exactly, okay? One is a bird and the other one is some sort of antelope, okay? But these two guys, oh, they love hanging out together, all right? You know why? Antelope, please. Loves to eat fleas. And they love eating fleas. Fantastic. So they go everywhere together. You know, they just kind of hang out because they really enjoy feeding each other what is necessary. And you've seen them. What is that? The little fish who's lost? Nemo. Nemo, right. Right, right. Remember, like, when they go into that, like, what was it, a whale? These like little sea creatures get all the crud off. They hit it off. They get along. In the same way, here's the clownfish. This is an actual photograph of the original real Nemo. Thanks for laughing. Okay. This looks like a plant. It's all okay. And the sea anemone is extremely poisonous to most clownfish. The sea anemone. Relationship is what we need in the body of Christ. So that what you hear, you get to give to others. And what others hear. And in this way, the body is built up. So it's important. Okay, and I didn't know this, but you know, as an artist, I'm aware of how eyes work and that sort of thing. It's important to me. And some people are colored blind. Some people can't see, you know, don't have a lot of peripheral vision. You know, stuff coming this way, they don't pick up on it. Okay, there's all kinds of eye disorders. So I just thought, yeah, color blindness, I get it. But with hearing, kinds of deafness. For example, we know that some people are tone deaf. you know, they can't sing and stay in key. But there's also pitch deafness. And then some can hear everything except for a little space of a range of sounds. I thought, how interesting is that, you know? And then, like myself, as I get older, if there's a lot of background noise, or voices, and it's hard for me to hear that. And I was thinking about all this, meditating on it, I thought, Lord, our spiritual hearing, you know, finely tuned, dialed in, what will it any other sounds? So many other sounds. So many other voices. You know. And just getting alone with God. Just getting alone with God. Even today, just as I came in here, I sat back there and I was so excited to hear from you. I really wanted to talk to you. Some are going, what are you doing? What's the summer? You know. Just like you just kind of like hook up, get connected. What's going on? Brady shared about last night. I love that. You know. And as I was there, I realized, Joe, you're to need to hear what they did, their favorite thing. Are they working? Are they not working? Are they in summer school class? You're here to give the word of the Lord. So while everybody was here, I had to be alone with God. So I could just take in and hear and listen to the songs and let the words, you know, just sink in and write on my heart, you know, the things that need to be there. And so I want to encourage you, God's ringtone. It might sound like crickets as you hear from Him in nature. It might sound like your mom and dad. The hardest ringtone of God to hear is the one that you have heard so many times. Did anybody hear something just get turned off? Spiritual hearing. What I'm going to recommend you do is this. Ask yourself, even if it's 10 minutes, where you are just by yourself with Him. I know that's an oxymoron, but you need to be you and God. That's it. You've got to have that time. And then weekly, to have a special time with God. And then during special seasons in life, you know, annually, God has set apart to be with Him before they came apart, you know, in there was too much going on. So today, guys, this is what I want to leave you with. Get alone with God. Get alone with God. And then those voices, those sounds that you hear over and over and over. Like my dad said, Joey, how many times do I have to... How many times has he already told me? How many times... is to hear those voices that you've heard repeatedly. Probably your parents. I know for me, I've... I'm in say the exact same thing. Because I didn't hear it from one person, God brought somebody else to say. My greatest desire, and I'm sure the Lord's is as well, is that we will hear voice. Get fine, various ringtones of God whether it's a voice on the radio, a teacher, a parent, a friend. And here, you know, get that word, because we live by every word. So be fine-tuned. Even as you're hanging out today with friends and talking, if your gauge, your feelers are out, like, think it's like this, you know, all these out there, you know, just sensing, is God speaking? Yeah. You know, and then we pick up on it. Amen. So let me pray for all of us. This from time to time is repent. It's kind of old-fashioned. But we of not listening to God. Why should he have to? He's God. He does because he loves us. And so I'm today for not listening, hearing but not absorbing some of the things that God has spoken to me, specifically about rest. So I'm today. And there's something. Father God, we come before you because you are the everlasting Father, as we sung today. Your embrace comforts, speaks volumes of love to the core of our spirit, so that we are secure in that. So as we come to you today, admitting, Lord, I haven't always paid attention. Maybe I didn't know you were speaking, like little Samuel. Kept getting up saying, here I am. In stature and in favor with you and with men as well. And then, Lord, we pray as we have this, that we want to walk toward, you know, senses. And we act upon what we love. And if we love you, we will act upon this message. Set time apart to be with you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And everybody